I'm joined by Paul Prescott from the University of Warwick, and we're just about to launch reviewingshakespeare.com. Paul, let's just talk a little bit about our vision for this site.
Yeah, the vision is to create the most lively and comprehensive and really intelligent guide to all of the Shakespearean performance that's going on now around the world.
It's also about making sure that the academic review, the review by the Shakespearean expert, has the widest possible readership.
That's right. And in doing that, it builds on a project that we were involved in last year with Erin Sullivan called a year of Shakespeare.com, which you may want to have a look at if you haven't already. And that was a very successful project that asked academics to write about all of the productions in the World Shakespeare Festival as quickly as possible and to get them up online. And now we're building that into a permanent project called reviewingshakespeare.com.
So reviewingshakespeare.com is about global Shakespeare productions. We're currently working with, it's about 20 so far, associate editors in 20 different countries who will be acting as gathering points for reviews of Shakespeare productions in their own country, but the reviews are in English.
That's right. It's unique in the sense that we're the first website devoted to scholarly writing about Shakespeare and performance for a general audience, and doubly unique in the sense that our reach is truly global. We aim to have associate editors in every country and region in the world that will have, that has a Shakespearean performance tradition.
And it's our hope that people using the site will also therefore be very mindful of productions that are happening nearby them and perhaps be in touch with us about how they can feature them on the site in due course.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're also delighted to announce that we have partnerships with various academic journals such as Cahiers Elisabetain, which means that as the site grows and develops, we can populate it with a back catalogue, as it were, of reviews from these kinds of journals, which really give us this very rich archive of 21st century performance.
And also the British Shakespeare Association journal Shakespeare. Well, here we go. Thanks very much.